Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Big Bros Wrestling Podcast. I am your co-host, Andrew.
And I am your co-host, Alex. This is the podcast where we take all things wrestling throughout the week. We go through the shows, like, we got Raw, we got Dynamite, we got SmackDown. We'll take those shows, we'll run them through, we'll give our opinions on it, whether we like it, whether we hate it. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that. And if there's any PLEs or pay-per-views, whatever you want to call them now, we'll take a run this out. We had Night of Champions last week. We got to talk about that. Saturday Night's main event is next week.
Yes.
That's heating up. Same as All In.
Yes, the same
All In is next week. Yep, and guess what? Guess what's the next Sunday? Evolution. Yes. Got a lot to talk about coming up there. And SummerSlam's right around the corner.
Yep, yep.
We are heating up. Summer, baby. Wrestling loves summer.
Absolutely.
But before we talk about anything, how you doing, buddy?
I've been all right. Been all right. Happy belated 4th to y'all.
4th of July was great. We went to a great party. There was a pool. There was other stuff to do. The pool was amazing.
Yep. Fireworks show, phenomenal.
Usually, as it is, fireworks. I accidentally shot a Roman candle at someone. They're fine. They're fine.
That's good.
It was fun to have those all shit off at once. It looked like we were at the Battle of Hogwarts.
Yeah.
That was great. Anything else that really happened that's big? And, like, just sports in general?
Nothing major.
Other than NBA had the draft.
Yeah.
Oh, NBA free agency is going crazy right now. Football. Right around the corner.
We're also right around
that's
the corner. Right,
that's literally... When does college start? Is it like late August?
End of August.
No, so technically next month.
Yeah.
We're getting football.
So close. Man. It's so close.
No big news that I saw.
Not that I saw.
Nothing either. Major. Yet. Hopefully there's nothing major. But let's just get straight into Night of Champions. We are in Riyadh. Saudi Arabia. Almost Saudi in South Carolina. Oh. Yeah, they're down in South Carolina. We start off with the king of the tournament final. King of the ring final.
That makes sense.
I would say men's king of the ring, which is kind of like a double entendre.
Yeah.
Which basically... Well, not double entendre. It's, what's the word? Where you're like...
I don't know. But
I know the word I'm looking for, English. But Cody Rhodes versus Randall Keith Orton for the King of the Ring. Randy Orton's in the final 2 years in a row. Will he finally get it this year? Or will Cody get it so they can keep the story going against John Cena? Because that's the obvious choice.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because that's what happened.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly, Cody won, but from what I heard, I didn't get to watch it because I was having lunch. I heard he was showing some signs of being heel. Like, he was targeting Randy's back.
So, it was both of them. The big thing, of course, when they went up with Cena was Cena was the one who went far enough. He was the one who... used the title every time, who took shortcuts, who did dirty deeds or whatever. And towards the end of the match, Randy went over. He took off
the corner
pad.
Yeah, the pad.
To use it against
Cody.
And it's like, okay. Ugh. And then he
hesitated.
He hesitated going for a punt kick, too.
But then Cody... He did not hesitate to use the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
Against the unpadded one. And he won. So he's now King of the Ring, and he gets to earn a match of his... It was supposed to be... Oh, yeah, it's for the Undisputed Championship at SummerSlam. It was for their respective brand.
Yes.
But Randy Orton's also SmackDown, so either way... It's like, who's John Cena facing? And you look at that, and it's like... Oh, it's going to be Cody.
Yeah.
He's already faced Randy.
Yeah.
What, unless they do a triple threat.
Which I wish they would have made sense of that earlier, because we didn't know if one of them could have been facing Gunther.
Because if they did someone on Raw, they could, like, oh, at least someone could face Gunther. Or, yeah. Or Goldberg.
Well, yeah. We'll get to that when we talk about tonight's main event.
But. Which we're not going to talk about until next week.
If that comes up, but yeah.
Well, maybe we can talk a little bit about it. But yes, Cody is your King of the Ring. He's going to go face John Cena at SummerSlam. Congratulations. Next, we have a street fight between Rhea Ripley and Raquel Rodriguez. Which, if you watch this match, Raquel Rodriguez had a lot of momentum in this match.
Yes, that's, she was, I noticed
doing
that too.
I was like, she's like doing better than Rhea.
This was, they were trying to pull out the NXT Raquel Rodriguez, because they even mentioned that the last time they had a street fight, it was Raquel that won, and so they were trying to pull that stuff out.
She was, like, very much in control of that match.
Yeah,
like,
she was.
Most of that match. So, Rhea's kind of struggling, but Rhea does pick up the win, because she's Rhea Ripley. And they're trying to do the solo match between Rhea and Io. Don't get me started on the WrestleMania crap.
Yeah.
But that's what they're building to. Congratulations to Rhea. Raquel, you're fine. You're still tag team champion. Which we'll talk about that when we talk about Raw. About all that crap.
Yes, yes.
But we'll move on. Next we have... Sami Zayn versus Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
Dear God. Why does Sami get 3 checks? Because they're checking to see if he's like choked out. He gets 3 checks. But just a couple weeks ago, when it was Gunther versus Jay, they only checked Jay once. The champion.
I know. I
he gets...
When I was seeing that, that's what popped in my head. I'm like, okay, is this an AEWWE thing? We're like, no, it's not, because I've seen WWE do it too. It's like, sometimes they do the one, sometimes they do the 3.
It's not the fact that they do either one. It's not the fact there's no consistency.
Yes,
like, figure it out. Yeah. Or say it's the other way around. Or just say it's like, oh, since they're champion, they have to do one because they're held to a higher standard. Like, that's different, but like, even with your champions, you don't do that. Yeah. You're so inconsistent with your checking. Like, Karrion Kross should have won because Sami Zayn didn't get it on the first two. By that logic. Like, it's dumb. Like, Karrion Kross should have been the winner of that match.
I agree, but I mean... The Saudi fans.
It's just so stupid. He gets a random haluva kick. It's a very protected finish right now. Like, once he hits it, most of the time, they're done.
Yeah.
Also, whenever he hits the blue thunderbomb, stop acting surprised that someone kicked out. How many times has that actually worked for you, Sammy? The Blue Thunderbomb, you do not win on that a lot. You win off the haluva kick. But I hope they keep this Karrion thing going. Like, do not have this as a burial match. Like, you are doing such a disservice to him. Because you're going to keep treating him this way. Cut him and let him go to AEW. Because they will actually let him perform in AEW. And he won't sit in the background the entire time and not have a match.
We'll see if WWE finally comes to his senses.
So stupid. But moving on, we have Solo Sikoa versus Jacob Fatu for the United States Championship. And unsurprisingly, Solo's a little female dog. It can't win on its own. It needs one with JC Mateo.
Mm-hmm.
Not two with the returning Tonga Loa.
The infamous Tonga Loa.
Not two with Tonga Loa, but 3 with the debuting
His New Japan name is Hikuleo.
Hikuleo.
But I think they announced during the post show that his WWE name is
Tala Tonga.
Tala Tonga, yes.
But yeah, Hikuleo. He comes in, and now he's basically like, now Solo wins. Like, oh, yeah. You need the help of three other people? Brother. But yeah, Solo Sikoa is your United States champion.
Yeah.
Who knows how long he's going to hold that.
That is true.
That's the thing. Like, you knew going... I think most people knew going in that the only way Solo would have won is if he won dirty. Because there's no shot he beats Jacob Fatu clean. Look at Jacob Fatu.
Yeah.
Man's a... Mm. Now we get to the Queen of the Ring final between Jade Cargill and Asuka, and oh boy, have I heard there's controversy. Like, a lot of controversy.
I don't remember a lot of
it's the way it ended. Man. The way it ended. People were like, excuse me?
I'm trying to remember how it ended. I don't remember a lot of that match. I think I was doing something else during that match, and then came back for
the main event. It was the Queen of the Ring, and you're like, eh. Hold on. See if they go. Well, hold on. Because I didn't watch it either because I was busy. Ring controversy. That's what controversy, right? But oh well. Blah, blah, blah. Face accusations of sabotaging the lineup. What? Ring, blah, 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 blah. Ah. Separately, the Queen of the Ring tournament winner, Jade Cargill, faced criticism and some boos after defeating Asuka in the final, with some fans feeling the finish was controversial to a potential shoulders down situation. It's the same thing that happened to Randy last year. Her shoulders weren't down. Oh, yes,
that's right.
But they still counted it.
Yeah. I guess the refs aren't perfect, but I have noticed that at least I think it's only with Jessica Carr that I've noticed it. But like, I've noticed them more like making sure, like, oh yeah, make sure the shoulders are down.
Yeah, but shoulders weren't down. But also, why do they got to keep disrespecting Asuka this way?
I know. Like, yeah.
Like, what does she have to do to get, like, something? Because, yeah, she's had, like... Sure, she's had her, like, tag team champions, and she's won, like, the individual championships. Like, but she has no wins at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like, she... In the final Queen of the Ring, and they're like, oh, no, we're going to give it to Jade Cargill, who's been here how long? Like, not even 2 years? But she's been wrestling, like, she's been in, like, 15 matches.
I know, yeah. I guess, I don't know, it just feels like throughout... But it was weird because they put all this hype around Asuka returning because she has been out. She's been out for so long.
And then you're just like, oh, she's losing Queen of the Ring. It's like, that's so stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
Because she's Raw? I think she's on Raw.
Jade? Yeah.
No, Asuka. Jade's on SmackDown. Asuka's on Raw, which means she would have gone up against Io. But no, that's not what they wanted. They want the Rhea Ripley.
Well,
which I get. I know you want Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley, but like...
Yeah.
But Jade Cargill's your Queen of the Ring. And now we got the main event. John Cena versus CM Punk. I imagine they're having a pretty good match. Up until Seth Rollins comes in. With, you know, the whole crew. And to try to cash in. Punk stops Breaker and Reed. All this happens. And then you see the...
Yeah, all this stuff happens. Seth, he beckons from the stage.
And brought in. Bronson.
Yeah.
Did you see his new, the new briefcase?
Yes, I did.
Which means he's going to hold on to it for a while.
Yeah, probably.
Because if they kept it green for a little bit longer, you'd be like, okay, he's going to cash in soon. I think he's going to hold on to it for a little while. Just because they changed it. It's a good design. I like it.
I do
like
too.
The black. But that happens. Charles Robinson, he runs.
Yes, he has.
And kind of like that one WrestleMania or whatever, he's like running down just...
I forget what match that... What
it was like one of John Cena's matches. But yeah. That happens. But, you know...
But yeah, he comes, he almost gets to the ring, but then Cena comes out and gives him a shoulder tackle to avoid that. Gets in Seth's face. Like,
but,
what are you doing? What are you doing?
But John Cena stops him this time. Hits Seth with an attitude adjustment. Penta comes in for some reason.
Because he's had stuff with Seth.
Oh, yeah. He comes in to try and even the odds. All this happens. Blah, blah, blah. As Breaker, Reader, Taxina, Penta fought them off, but was empowered by Breaker until Sami Zayn comes in. Because he's had stuff with Seth Rollins. I think the stuff is starting to get a little... Okay, you're starting to overbook a little bit, but... Penta took up Breaker and Zayn with a crossbody for the entrance ramp. Punk tossed Reed off the rope, and Cena performed an energy adjustment on Reed. As Punk countered with a low blow attempt into a GTS attempt, Rollins hit him with a briefcase, hit him with a stomp, gets thrown out, Cena wins. So, Cena again, just not winning clean. All of his title defenses right now have not been clean. He walks out champion. And that ends Night of Champions. Let's talk about Cena for a moment. I don't like his heel run right now. I don't like it. It's not good.
It's missing some... I agree. It's missing something. You know what's missing?
Him. He's not there half the time. And when he's there, he does the generic... Oh, blah, blah, blah. You guys hate me. You guys bullied me for all these years. How could you do that? I'm better than you. It's like,
I guess it was shocking and like, okay, what's going on here? When he did it during the European tour.
But it's like, I say it's missing him, but it's also just like, this is a very lackluster heel run. Like, it's not good. Because he doesn't feel like he's really into it. Because John Cena is not a great actor. He's okay. He's better than The Rock. But it just feels like half the time he can't, like, dude, just go back to being face.
Yeah, I know. Just it with just the mixed reactions.
John Cena's like, whatever. Because his kayfabe's horrible. John Cena, your kayfabe. You cannot keep kayfabe.
Well, yeah, because like, he's trying
as soon as he does anything outside of, like, WWE, like, television or press events, he's back to regular John Cena. He's like, oh, I love the games. It's like, okay, but now you're just kind of ruining the whole thing. There's some that, like, they keep it on. Like, whenever they're in public, they're a heel. Becky Lynch, right
her,
now.
Yeah.
He's like...
MJF famously as well.
MJF, you don't ever know if he's like, actually that's him, or if he's a character. But that's what I love. Because John Cena doesn't have many dates left. We know he has SummerSlam.
I think that's partially why they also back themselves into a corner, because you have to have enough time to fuel something, and when you're limiting the amount of dates, you're kind of backing yourself into a corner with that, story wise or build up wise.
As a 3 weeks ago, he had 17 dates left. Now he's probably like. Judo, okay, so let's see. WWE star John Cena's 18 remaining farewell dates gets a disappointing update. This was June 11th. He had 18. So he's got to be under like 15 now. Maybe 14, 13. And he's got to do some SummerSlam build up. And then SummerSlam. I think by the time after SummerSlam, he's going to have less than 10 dates confirmed.
Yeah. Then
that means you have all the rest of August, September, October, November, December, nearly 5 months, and you only have 10 dates confirmed. Less than 10 dates confirmed, probably. By the time we get to that point.
Yeah.
They really packed themselves into a corner.
I agree.
We'll see what happens with John Cena, but it's not looking good for him. Did you actually watch all of Night of Champions?
Not all of it. I was doing family stuff here, like in the middle of it. Yeah, you
had family here. I was also with someone, so I couldn't really watch it. So I can't really give a rating.
Yeah.
I guess if that's... You got anything else to add?
That's all I got. All
right, that's all of Night of Champions. Now let's move on to Monday Night Raw. We are in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Where's Kurt Angle? Where are you? Oh, he's not here?
Yeah.
Okay. We start off with the Eradicator. Rhea Ripley talking about how she win. She welcomed everyone to Monday Night Mommy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I like Seth Rollins's. Monday Night Rollins. Because it just rolls off the tongue.
The R, it fits.
Because Rollins. It's like... Okay. Mommy sounds weird. She's like, oh, yeah, now that Judgment Day and Raquel's behind her, hopefully for good, blah, blah, blah. She's looking for evolution. And then out comes Io Sky. They have a little talk. It's basically like, hey, we both respect each other. Let's have a match at Evolution. And I'm just going to say right now, they make the match official. Yes. It's going to be Rhea Ripley versus Io Sky at Evolution, which everyone was like, well yeah. Duh. Backstage, Dirty Dom. We see Dirty Dom. When AJ Styles walks up to him, Mysterio had a doctor's note. And warns Styles that he is not cleared to compete. Adam Pearce was like, yeah, he's got a doctor's note. It's just like, cannot fight.
Or, yeah.
It'll probably be so stupid. If Styles has a finger on him, he won't get a title shot. Styles put on his glasses and reads the letter. Styles says the doctor said Mysterio is a punk.
Yeah.
Styles says that when Mysterio is clear to compete, he'll destroy him, take the title. He walks off, and Mysterio says he doesn't want to beat up the elderly. Yeah, but if it was your dad, he'd be like...
Yeah.
Styles returns, but Mysterio holds the note again and scurries away. I like how he's scurrying because he's a little... Finn Balor and JD McDonagh of the Judgment Day make their entrance, and they're about to have a championship match against the New Day, which starts pretty much right now. We have the World Tag Team Championship match. The Judgment Day versus the New Day. And from what I heard, it was a very good match.
It was, absolutely, yeah.
And... your winners, and... New!
Yep.
New. World Tag Team Champions! Finn Balor and JD McDonagh of the Judgment Day! And now they're champions, which means they are champions. Dom is a champion. Raquel is a champion. Someone else is a champion. Don't know who it's going to be yet. We'll find out soon.
Yeah.
Last Monday on Raw, Lyra attacked Becky Lynch as Bayley was setting up to... Oh, yeah, all that stuff. Jackie Rivers backstage with a dejected Bayley. She, blah, 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 talking about what happened last week. Bayley says her focus hasn't changed, even though Lyra got involved in her match. Lyra walks up to her and says... walks up to her and isn't happy that Bayley was talking about her. It's like... well, then don't get involved in her match, Lyra. Valkyria says she was going to apologize, but she no longer knows who Bayley is. It's not personal with him. It's personal with Valkyrie and Becky Lynch. Bayley says it was personal with her and Lynch because she took her out before Mania. Adam Pearce was like, blah, 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 blah. Pearce says he thought something this happened, so he's putting him in a match tonight. The winner will be the number one contender. Cool. Before we move on, Lyra. Why are you mad? Why are you mad at Bayley? Bayley, of course Bayley's going to be mad at you. Bayley had a championship match. And then you got involved and cost her the match. Would you not be mad? Would you be mad?
Yeah. Understandable.
So Lyra. Get. Blah, blah, blah. Sheamus is preparing for his match against Rusev. He high-fives Akira Tozawa, Maxine Dupri, and Natalya. Don't know what he's doing with the Alpha Academy. But where's Otis? Are these hurt? Actually. A huge career retrospective on Goldberg. Who cares about Goldberg?
Yes.
Goldberg will compete in his final match at WWE Saturday Night Main Event as he challenges the ring general Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship. Blah, blah, blah. Last week on Raw, Chad Gable confronted Penta backstage. Penta kicked him down and hit the sacrifice. Cool. A video from earlier today, Chad Gable was talking to American Maid with his arm in a sling. Raw general manager Adam Pearce walks up and wishes Gable luck with his upcoming surgery, which I think he actually... Well, no, he showed pictures of him going into a surgery. I don't know how real those are. It might be on his Instagram. Gable says he's an Olympian and makes his own luck. Pierce says he supposes they won't see El Grande Americano. Gable says he's the world's greatest luchador, so you never know. Gable tells American Maid not to lose their spirit. Blah, blah, blah. Then you see Luba Kaiser is shown lurking in the shadows.
I know.
I wonder if I'll see him again. Rusev makes his entrance, blah, blah, blah. Raw General... And then we go to commercial break. We come back. Adam Pearce is backstage talking with Annette Goldust. Finn Balor and JD McDonald walk up to them. Balor is guessing they're trying to figure out what to do about the tag team championship. Balor has a suggestion, which all of a sudden Pearce wants to hear. Balor says Raquel Rodriguez worked hard to win and defend the titles. It would... be mean of them to strip her of the titles. Balor wants to find her a new tag partner. They ask if he has anyone in mind. And guess who they have in mind?
I don't know.
Who do you think? Could it be the new short little Hispanic girl that's on the team?
From Texas? Yeah.
Gee, no. Whose initials might be RP? Oh, wait. It is Roxanne Perez. Duh. Mm-hmm. Everyone saw that coming. He says it's a win for everyone. They can have matches on Raw and SmackDown. Pierce says they have to confer. They turn to talk. Pearson says they'll allow it under one condition. Rodriguez and Perez will have to justify the decision and prove they're worthy champions. Evolution, they'll defend the titles against a team from Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. Balor and McDonough agree a walk-off. Aldis says they're on the same page. Pierce says, for now.
I don't know, they keep teasing that.
Why do they keep doing this? These championships are cursed.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say.
These championships are cursed. They need to get rid of them. What I don't like is... It felt like Liv and Raquel were just like... What's the word I'm trying to look for? Like... Oh, this team is like going to turn. One's going to be injured, and they can't have it anymore. Just give it back to them. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're just like, just give it to them for now. And then Liv gets hurt, so now I don't want to see them with it for another 4 or 5 months because they're only going to defend it like probably at Evolution, and that's it.
That is true.
It's like cool. They have these, which makes the title even less meaningful. Even less meaningless than it already is.
Yeah, I agree. It's not good.
We go into the next match, which is Rusev versus Sheamus. And this is probably What kind of match do you think it is?
Big meaty men slapping meat.
But a certain type of match with Sheamus. What's it going to be?
After banger.
Guarantee you this was a banger.
Absolutely. Yeah, I watched this match too. And both, man.
Because you watch Sheamus, he's a hard hitter. Rusev is Rusev. And who wins? Rusev
yes.
wins. On Rusev Day.
Yes, on Rusev Day.
I'm glad
Day
you
too.
Know the joke now.
Yes, yeah.
I'm so glad you know the joke.
No, but yeah, they're pushing Rusev, I guess. And
dude, they gotta push Rusev. You just got him, of course. Yeah. He's pushing him. Earlier today, Adam Pearson, blah, 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 talking about Evolution. They'll have a battle royal with the winner facing for the women's title at Clash in Paris.
Yeah, so they're building up to that.
And they're going back to Paris.
Yep. I mean, where were they? They weren't in Paris.
They were in European. Lyon.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. One of the best moments of the night. Jackie Redmond is backstage with American Maid. How do they plan to move forward without their leader? I mean, I was like, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. All of a sudden, a much taller...
Yeah.
A significantly taller El Grande Americano comes out. And I was like, huh. You kind of look like someone. A certain German guy.
I wonder.
He just kind of looks at him and nods and walks away. They ask her, who is that? And they're like, no comment.
No comment.
It's 100% Ludwig Kaiser under there. I want him to do...
It's going to be so hilarious.
In his next match, if Ludwig Kaiser doesn't do the gracias...
Oh, man.
But we move on to Redmond, her catching up with Sami Zayn. Before she gets the question, Karrion Kross out of nowhere just beats him up. He beats him up with a lead pipe to tell Zayn it was... And tell Zayn to say it before smashing him in the ribs. WWE officials and referees run to pull Karrion Kross away, and Scarlett looks pleased, and Zayn is lying in pain. It's like, so, they're not over with it.
Yes.
They're keeping it going.
I hope this find the turning point for Kross.
I just push him to the moon right now. Earlier tonight, Io Sky, talk about that. The commentators talk about Evolution. And they have some Pittsburgh Steelers outside. I have ringside. Gunther addresses Goldberg. He's an old man. I'm going to beat the crap out of him. That's basically it.
More or less, yeah.
He's an old man. He's 58 years old. Why are you still wrestling? But that's not where this ends. After Goldberg, Gunther will walk out here and raise the question of, who's next? Burn it down.
Yes.
Seth Rollins comes out. He's out there doing his thing. Rollins gets to the ring and listens to the crowd singing a song. Gunther says that from the look of Heyman's face, he's proud to travel very far. You have seemed very, very proud to go very far to achieve nothing. And Rollins is like, ahem. You haven't been paying attention. We're here to congratulate you, Gunter. They haven't seen it since he won it. Gunter poses. Rollins congratulates him. If Gunter were paying attention, he would understand that they did not go to Night of Champions to cash in. For the last 2 years, Rollins has said time and time again, while there's breath in my lungs, CM Punk will not be a world champion. And that's why he went there, to screw over CM Punk. CM Punk chance start. As it stands with the Money in the Bank contract, Rollins told the world it would be an all-out assault on both world titles. Congratulations, champ. CM Punk run comes out. No more talking. They have a little They have a little shoving and little brawl.
Mm-hmm.
Rollins gets out. He runs. He leaves the ringside. He goes up to, like, the bleachers, basically.
Yeah.
So Punk turns to leave. Gunther grabs him. Punk shoves Gunther down to the ground.
He doesn't like it. He shoves it. Not Gunther just gets on the ground.
And you see Gunther's face like...
He's like, oh, yeah, that's how it's going to be.
Which, I'm like, oh, boy, you just opened up a story right there. Just one little move and you just...
Yeah.
Opened something up. But while that happened, Punk is... No, not Punk. Seth is standing up on the top of, like, at the top of the stairs, laughing, ha-ha-ha. And then
someone comes out eating some popcorn.
Yeah. So nonchalant. Who's a pretty nonchalant megastar?
Yeah, megastar, you could say.
Has three syllables. L-A-9.
Yeah.
Comes out and attacks them. They go out into the concourse and fight a little bit. Not a lot, but enough to be like,
we haven't seen this in a while. It's good.
And then that's it. We get back to the Judgment Day clubhouse. Oh boy, this makes the Judgment Day even more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Finn Balor and Jade McDonough come in, who are with Dirty Dom and Roxanne Perez. They're all celebrating, having titles. Balor says, when you listen to Finn, you win. That's so dumb. Raquel walks up and asks why they're replacing Liv Morgan so quickly. Morgan has been rehabbing 2 to 3 times a week. Blah, blah, blah. Balor says he's had shoulder surgery and knows it'll be a long road. He just wants to stay on top. Rodriguez reluctantly agrees. Balor says it's time to vote Ruby Perez as part of Judgment Day. Balor gives his vote. McDonough looks at Rodriguez before saying he wants them to stay on top. Mysterio says he'll have to ask Morgan, but Balor tells him to make the decision himself. Mysterio sighs and says, alleged yes. Which I'm like,
I know, yeah. That I heard it was like, wait, what?
Dom, I don't think you know what that word means. You are, okay. Yeah. Good water. Rodriguez puts her head down and tells Perez to make sure she holds up her end of the bargain. And they officially have her join the Judgment Day. Interesting.
Without Liv Morgan.
Without Liv Morgan there to give her 2 cents.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
What's going to happen?
Are we going to see another SummerSlam Judgment Day incident?
I don't think she's going to come back at SummerSlam. No, it's too early.
No.
Well, then again, WWE does like to stretch the truth of their injuries. So we'll see. In the arena, Bayley makes her way to the ring, blah, blah, blah. We basically get to, hey, now we're going to have Bayley versus Lyra Valkyria in a number one contenders match. The match was... Hey, hold on. He does. Apparently, I heard it was not a great match. I've heard. But the finish was a little...
That was partially why.
I was like, because they apparently both of the women's shoulders were on the mat. And they're both kind of on top of each other. So it's like,
I forget. It was real weird how it was, but I guess you could kind of say it was.
I saw it. It's like, you can make. I looked at it. It's like, I could see where you're making the argument. But just figure out a different way to make it a triple threat. Dear God.
I know, yeah. But I mean.
That's what they just couldn't figure out a different way to make it a triple.
But after the match, they didn't like it.
There actually
the
is
tensions finally boil over. They brawl through the
they do
arena.
But guess what? There actually is a much easier way to make it a triple threat. Much easier. Becky comes out and attacks them both, and then
that's why. And then going Adam to Pierce happen.
Just comes out and says like, "Oh yeah, by the way, because you did that, they're both number one, and you have defended against both of them at Evolution." Bye. so simple. Why do you gotta do it the complicated way? They announced that Seth Rollins will battle LA Knight at main event next week. Cool. Backstage, an irate CM Punk is walking backstage when Jack Raven summons him. Punk says Seth Rollins' knees haven't worked that well in years when he ran away.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Punk says that he has receipts for Rollins' whole group. Punk goes over to LA Knight and says he knows he has issues with Rollins, but he needs to get into the back of the line. Knight says that his match against Rollins was just announced, so yeah, I am the line. So much stuff is happening tonight. Sami Zayn is being treated, blah, blah, blah. Zayn painfully pulls himself, like, with Penta. I guess they're going to be in a... Oh, because they're in the main event. In a tag match. But before we get to that, we're in Gorilla. Paul Heyman is still clutching the Money in the Bank. With Big Bronson Reed and Braun Breaker. Heyman talks to Seth Rollins on his phone. Reed asks where the Visionary is. Heyman says he's on a jet perfecting Plan B. Better not be the same Plan B I'm thinking of. You know which one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
There's always
a plan B.
No! You just hear that one guy. Reed asks what Plan B is. Breaker says Plan B is for him to take out everyone in their way. Heyman says that is a plan, but there is a time. Breaker cuts him off and says it starts with these two. Then they go to the main event with Braun and Bronson. That's going to get annoying.
Mm-hmm.
We have Braun and Bronson. They win. Penta checks on Zayn before Breaker hits him with a spear. Reed signals for a... How does it go? How does he say it?
Oh, yeah.
I love the way Wade Barrett does it. But Jey Uso comes out with a chair. Uso greets Breaker in the aisleway with a chair shot before smashing on his back. Reed invites Uso into the ring. Uso gets in the ring and punches away with a super kick. Blah, 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 blah. The faces stand tall.
To end Raw.
Yeah. And it's just like, what are they building to? What's going on here? What I can kind of see is they're not going to do the... I don't think they're going to do another Bloodline War Games this year, because that's...
No.
They just did it. But what I can see this year is, look what they got right now. They have LA Knight.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Penta, Jey Uso, CM Punk. You got a 5-team right there.
Yeah.
But right now you only have Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Oh, I already know one more thing I had. Seth Rollins, Bronson Reed, Braun Breaker, Karrion Kross.
Well, because of Sammy.
Easily come in because of Sammy.
Yeah.
Who do they add as a fifth one? I'm predicting this is the men's one that they're building to. I can already see it. I know it's July and this is not till November, but I can see the vision.
Between this time and then, I think
they could
add someone else.
They could, but
maybe they could add Cena just to get Cena on the card.
Maybe.
Because of Punk.
But you think Cena joins the heel team?
Yes.
But I don't think he's going to join because of Seth Rollins.
I guess, yeah.
I think, definitely see Karrion Kross joining. Maybe Drew. But these are all Raw.
Yeah.
Who else on the Raw roster would join them? Unless they call someone up.
Again, we have a good time between now and then.
We have a lot of build-up, so we can see, but I can see that happening. Again, with the women's intercontinental stuff, just do it. You could have gotten the triple threat announced a different way. It's either going to be at Evolution or SummerSlam at this point. But, like, you didn't have to do it that way.
Well, if it's going to be Evolution, we'll find out on Monday.
Bro, it's forgetting SummerSlam's a two-night event this year.
Yeah,
But we have that, which means we're probably going to have a lot more matches this year.
Yeah.
Because last year we only had, like, what, 7? This year we could have, like, a WrestleMania amount of matches.
I'm assuming that's the point, it's, to build it up to be, like,
6 or 7 each night. If they do 3 each night, it's like, well, why'd you split it?
No, they're not going to do that. They're building it up to be, they like, are a WrestleMania.
But, is that El Grande Americano got taller? Significantly.
Yes, significantly.
And a little skinnier.
Not so, by more. It could be Omos now.
I think it's Omos. Oh, what else happened tonight? Judgment Day. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, Judgment Day. Let's see. Anything else that we can add for Raw? That I'm like, we'll see going forward.
Yeah.
But that is all I have for Raw. Do you have anything that you want to add, buddy?
That's all I got.
All right, that is all Raw.
Let's move on to Dynamite now. This week is Dynamite 300. 300 episodes of Dynamite. Congrats to them. It's good to see. Like I said last week, I think it's good to see another show other than Raw go as long. Or other than WWE shows. Yeah, I mean, I would say a big factor is AEW that made WWE better. Just challenging them and saying, hey, you don't only...
They finally had
competition. Yeah.
So they're like, oh, we have to actually, you know, do something.
Yeah.
Heroes versus villains. That was
That's also what we're going to. They have a couple of heroes versus villains. They had because of their partnership with Warner Brothers, they did a little thing for the Superman movie coming out next week.
Superman. And
so they had a couple of heroes versus villains matches, and they did stuff. We'll get to it. But they're in Ontario, California this week, in the Toyota Arena. Opening the night, we have Hangman Adam Page comes out, talking about, obviously, his match at All In next week, and says he wants the match to be changed to a Texas death match.
Yeehaw.
And he challenges Moxley to it. Moxley then comes out, accompanied only by Marina Shafir, who has the briefcase and everything. Moxley gets in the ring. He gets a microphone. He says, oh, you want to put all your chips on the table, Paige? You want to put your health, your life, all of that? No. And Mox says that Paige doesn't want that. Even if he thinks he does. At All In, Paige is going to lose because he doesn't actually want to win the title. He doesn't want to wake up Sunday morning in the bed with the title. The reason Paige won the Owen Hart Trophy is because that's not the highest peak for him. The highest mountain, though, that's not for Paige. And he keeps going on. And then eventually Hangman hits Mox, which then prompts Wheeler Yuta Cleto cussing Noli to come out. And then Marina gets involved as well. But then they start a retreat through the crowd as Claudio hits Hangman in the ring. But then Samoa Joe comes out, and then the rest of the ops come out as well to even the odds, as it were. And then Mox, he still has the mic. Paige says, he give me Texas death. He wants it. He wants it. Mox, he thinks for a bit and says, all right, fine. And then Marina Shafir is still in the ring. And then he starts to leave the ring. He says, "You think I don't have what I have to go through Texas death? I'll show you that I do." And then he puts a buckshot lariat on Marina Shafir, to the shock of the whole crowd. So that happened. We're getting Texas Death now as most likely the main event of All In next week. I'm excited. We get Toni Storm doing some promo here for the upcoming Superman film. Then we get the first match of the night, is Mercedes Moné against Mina Shirakawa for the TBS Championship.
Okay. And
another defense.
You know she currently holds 4 titles?
Yes. She's becoming Belt Collector Moné.
What an ego.
Yes. And Mercedes Moné does win this, and she attacks Mina after the match and everything. But then Toni Storm comes in, goes after her, grabs some champagne, spills a little bit on Luther, before retreating up the ramp. And I know she says this on the mic or just the camera catching it. She says, Tony's time is up. My time is now. And then there's a little more. Yeah. Then we get the Young Bucks doing something. I don't know what the significance was.
They're celebrating coming home.
Oh, yeah.
They look to go on a trip around Rancho Cucamonga. Possibly the most exposure the city's gotten since a random Jack Benny bit.
Yeah. But then the next match of the night is a match for the number 2 entry in the Casino Gauntlet match. Last week we had number 1, this week we're having number 2, and this Fatal 4-Way is MJF, Brody King, AR Fox, and Anthony Bowens.
I didn't watch this match, but I saw the one clip of it. He's wearing the MVP type suit.
Yes, MJ. I was going to mention that. Yeah.
There's the one boy you just hear.
Yes.
MJF scream. What the?
Yeah.
But he finishes it.
Yes. Yeah.
Hilarious.
The match goes on. It looked, from the clips I saw too, I saw it was a decent match. MJF ends up locking in the Salt of the Earth submission on AR Fox to claim the number 2 spot in the Gauntlet match. The celebration, however, is cut a little short. Mark Briscoe then comes out and calls MJF for a talky-talk next week. But then Jet Speed also come out to confront the Syndicate. But then Shelton Benjamin, Bobby Lashley, they take care of them. And then MJF and MVP are just watching from ringside. I'm sure that was a sight, seeing MJF in the MVP-esque ring gear. And the Hurt Syndicate just stand tall, and they, but Kevin Knight challenged them to a match on Collision, and we'll see what happens tonight then. Then we have the Young Bucks returning in their custom limo, the Founding Fathers, of course. They're dressed in their ring gear for their match coming up next. And we follow them to ringside. And that leads into the next match, which is a heroes versus villains match, which is Konosuke Takeshita and the Young Bucks taking on Bandido, Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly. I'm sure it was a good match, with the villains taking this one. But then, right after the match, out comes Will Ospreay and Swerve Strickland, who still want the EVP titles on the line in All in Texas. Strickland says that he and Ospreay don't want to become EVPs. He doesn't trust Will with that type of power. But to give the title to the people, as Tony Khan is the only, is the one truly in charge of this company. Ospreay then wants a little more, but then Matthew says no, and you don't even know what the Bucks are going to get out of this match. But the Ospreay set offers something and says, Swerve, trust him, trust him. If the Bucks accept and beat Ospreay and Strickland, for the next year, Ospreay and Strickland can't challenge for the world title. Swerve obviously is not happy with this, and is arguing with Ospreay. But then Matthew says, we accept that. If Strickland is on the same page. Swerve, he's of course very reluctant. He wants the world title. He doesn't want to wait a year. But eventually agrees. And the match is official. Oh no, wait, sorry, wrong brand. In Swerve Ospreay, they're still arguing about it. And there, so we have another match for All In. I'm assuming we'll talk about that later. After an ad break, we get Kenny Omega and MJF doing another little thing for Superman. Ospreay and Strickland are, as we go back to ringside, Ospreay and Strickland are still there as LFI make their entrance for the next Heroes versus Villain. Is that the only? I think there were only two.
Yes, that's right.
This is the only other. Heroes versus Villains match, which is Will Ospreay and Swerve Strickland taking on the Beast Mortos and Dralístico. Excuse me.
Dralístico.
Yes. With the villains won the match before. The heroes are winning the match this time. Will Ospreay and Swerve Strickland get the pin there. Little bit of momentum heading into All In. We'll see where that goes. Then we get Kota in the main event of the night. Kota Ibushi taking on Kazuchika Okada. I'm assuming this was a lot for the New Japan fans. But I'm sure if this was the main event, it was a good match. With Kazuchika Okada ending up the victor there. Don Callis joins Okada in the ring and hypes up the Unified Championship match at All In Texas. But then Rocky Romero and Lance Archer get in there looking to beat up Ibushi. But then Kenny Omega comes out and for the save. Trent Barretta tries to sneak in to get out Omega. But Ibushi cuts that off. And we get Ibushi and Kenny Omega hug it out in the ring. As the Don Callis family hold back Okada. And that ends Dynamite 300. Texas Deathmatch. We don't have to have the what we've done with the WWE where the ref has to go down and then everything happens.
They fight until one of them dies.
Yeah. But this is like, they're building this up like the build up to WrestleMania 40, where they're going to have the one savior of it all taking down the group that's been controlling for so long.
Yeah. Who bleeds first and why is it Jon Moxley?
Yeah. He's gotten better. He's gotten better. Maybe just because he hasn't wrestled as much.
That's what I am.
But I just remember it like you touch him and he bled for just, a good bit. Yes. All that. And then Will Ospreay, Swerve Strickland taking on the Young Bucks. That's going to be another phenomenal match.
Another banger.
Banger after banger. Yeah.
Oh, wait, this isn't WWE. It's Sheamus. Anything else? I don't really have anything else to add.
No, that's the big things taking away from tonight. We'll obviously have a lot more to talk about a little closer to All In. But that is all I got of Dynamite.
That's all I got. So I guess that's all of Dynamite. Now let's move on to Friday Night SmackDown, and they are in Pittsburgh. So Raw was on at 6 p.m. Eastern. They did a couple hours earlier so they could do SmackDown right after and record it so the families could be home on the holidays. So I saw some people why? It's like, go back to your bed, you...
Yeah.
They want to go be with their families. Like, aren't they already with their families? Like, yeah, but they're working.
Yeah.
They just want a day off to spend with their families. It's like, yes, you get to travel with your families and your friends, but, like, you're working.
Yeah, and that's one thing I do like about TKO, how company culture.
They're giving them more, days off.
Yeah.
Like, you need rest. It helps with injuries.
Yes.
Even though there's a good amount right now. But it helps with injuries, and it helps your longevity, just your mental health, all that.
Absolutely.
So we kick off with Jacob Fatu-Guerrero immediately.
Yep. Don't waste any time.
Jacob Fatu grabbing Solo from his car in the parking lot and attacking him. Officials come in and break it up. They're like, he's wasting. Remember, he is, what is he?
Werewolf.
Yeah, but what does he say? Something about a car?
Oh, yes.
No brakes.
Oh, gas, no brake.
You know what I mean? I can't roll my R's like you can. Yeah. Or whatever it is. Live in the arena, Cody's music hits, and now he comes to the ring. We see him beating Randy Orton, blah, blah, blah. He holds the King of the Ring crown. Just put it on, dude. It'd look good on you. Actually, no, he'd look like a Fortnite character if you put the crown on.
Who knows? Have they done stuff with Fortnite yet?
Yes, they have. They've done WWE?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Yeah.
They've had Taker, they had Rhea, they had Cody.
Yeah.
You can also get Rhea Ripley and Warzone.
Yes. And Cody, too.
Yeah. So he holds the King, he asks one of the fans, so what do you want to talk about? He says, blah, blah, blah. He wants to point to his wristband and says, there's a young man in Club 66. I don't know what that means. Oh, probably he's up there.
Yeah.
Cam, who had battled leukemia, the fans give him a round of applause. Blah, blah, blah. Congratulations on your leukemia. Jesus, that's a bad joke.
Yeah.
He says the Colonel stands where they were, blah, blah, blah. Talks about King of the Rings. Randy comes out. He says face to face that he would... And tells Cody that he... told Cody that he would do whatever it took to win. That he would not hesitate about 90 champions. He had Cody dead to rights. He hesitated, he could have pulled the trigger, but you did, and I respect you for that. He will forget, but there's one thing, blah, blah, blah. Go to SummerSlam and kick John Cena's butt. And then we have the returning Drew McIntyre. Where's he been?
I know, he's been gone for a
Drew's bit. Music hits, and now he comes to a loud pop for the fans. He comes out holding a microphone, he tells them... Both just showed up and it's pathetic. He asked what this beta male energy. Yes, when this beta male energy took over WWE, and thank God the alpha has returned. Oh, he's going to start calling himself the alpha male. Drew tells Randy that Randy knows why he lost. He lost a psychological battle before he didn't punk Cody. He says Cody's been blah, 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 blah. And speaking of like a true politician, he gave Randy Orton a big hug and a knife in his back. Speaking of your back, his surgery repaired back. He says Orton tweaked his back at Night of Champions and someone attacked it, and that was Cody. And Orton still did not punk Cody. He asked Orton what happened to him, blah, blah, blah. Drew turns to Cody and calls him Super Cody. He wants Cody to win at SummerSlam because he wants Cody. This is 20 years of the making, parallel careers, blah, 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 blah. He wants Cody to win the title so he can be the one to rip it from his hands, and I won't hesitate, unlike somebody. And then he turns around and Randy Orton gives him an RKO. Orton is face-to-face with Cody, and he walks away with Cody looking confused. He's probably just standing there like, what just happened?
Yeah.
We cut backstage, and Charlotte is with Nick Aldis. He tells Charlotte, oh, by the way, I forgot to add at the beginning, SmackDown's back to 2 hours.
That's right, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing it back to 2 hours. 3 hours is way too long. He tells Charlotte that Tiffany will pick her opponent for Evolution, but tonight is a tag team number one contenders match against the Secret Harvest against Mishin and B-Fab. And whoever wins gets the title shot at Evolution. In comes Alexa Bliss, who tells Flair, you're welcome. They make it clear that they are not friends, and Flair tells her they should be tag partners. Flair says she doesn't like to show the spotlight. Bliss tells her she hasn't been in the spotlight for a long time. She's like, girl, you haven't been in the spotlight for a long time. What you talking about? And that's for Bianca and Rhea and Jade. You're on the sidelines right now. Aldis tells Flair that maybe sometimes Flair does not know what is best for her. Alexa says, asks Flair if she wants gold at Evolution or not. And Flair says, fine, but not to get in my way. Nick Aldis, Drew McIntyre, Jacob Fatu, and Jimmy Uso. Drew McIntyre is backstage and stops Nick Aldis. He tells Nick that Orton struck first and he wants Randy Orton. Aldis tells him Orton has left the building, but he can have Orton at Saturday night's main event. There you go, there's your next match. Drew tells him that works and then there's Jacob Fatu. Both men are face to face and Drew walks away. Aldis tells Fatu he knows he's upset, it would be too, but if he wants to fight, he can find a partner and he can face Solo and Jason Mateo tonight. Now, who's going to be his tag partner? In comes Jimmy Uso. Where they're like, hey, you ready? Getting where you fit in. And he goes, yeah, you know what I mean? And they do the little, like, we good. We go to the first match of the night. Finally. Charlotte Flair and Alexa versus Secret Harvest versus B-Fab Mishin. I guess it's an okay match with Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair winning. I already knew that because Wikipedia ruined it for me. Thanks, Wikipedia. Because I was trying to look up like what matches were there, and then you're like, oh, they're in the match. Because people already saw it, and spoilers.
Yeah.
Nick Aldis is backstage with the tag team division. He says everyone had to get involved in the match against the White Six. Aldis makes a match between Andrade and Rey Fénix against Fraxium. He says it'll be one member of each team against the White Six tonight. Don't know what that means. But moving on, we have Montez Ford, Berto, Johnny Gargano, and Chris. Oh, I get it. One member from each team. Those four take on the entire White Six. So it's an 8-man tag team match. But it doesn't matter. The White Six pick up the win because they have the chemistry.
Yeah.
Tiffany Stratton, Jade Cargill, and a certain person. Tiffany Stratton's just out there. Hey, I'm waiting for my next champion. Jay comes out, blah, blah, blah. Trish comes out, blah, blah, blah. It's all like, oh, we're going to have this match. And basically, they make a match between Tiffany and Trish. And I'm like, cool. Why?
Yeah.
Why? We have a Solo Sikoa video. A video from when Solo Sikoa airs, he says he's the new High State Champion and introduces the newest member of the family, Tala Tonga. Another Tongan. He says this group is not the bloodline, it is much stronger than ever. He says himself and JC will take care of them. He says these are his MFT, his family tree, and now his family is complete. I don't know what MFT stands for. My family tree.
I guess.
That's so dumb. Trish Stratus is next to Jay Cargill. She tells Trish that she is happy for him, but she wins. She's here at SummerSlam. Blah, blah, blah. Naomi attacks Jade. And it's, yeah. Fraction versus Andrade and Rey Fénix. Another tag team match. There's been a lot of tag team matches tonight. No singles matches. But Andrade and Rey Fénix pick up the win.
Sick.
We cut backstage and Damian Priest is with Aleister Black. Priest tells him that he wants to talk to him about R-Truth, but Black tells him that he's fine. Priest tells him that R-Truth does not see it that way, and Black has a match against R-Truth next week. Black tells Priest that blah, blah, blah. They just kind of hype up their match a little bit. And hey, guess what? We're already at the main event.
Yeah. 2 hours is, goes a lot
quicker. 2 hours, and they don't really waste a lot of time in their promos. Also, their promos are just very generic right now. We have Jacob Fonseca and Jimmy Uso versus Solo Sikoa and JC Mateo. I guess they have a decent match with Jacob and Jimmy winning. It doesn't end there, though. Fatu clears the announce table after the match. He places Solo on the announce table while Fatu climbs the top rope. In comes Tama Tonga, who slams Fatu down on the mat. In comes Jimmy Uso with right hands on Tama Tonga, but Tama Tonga takes Jimmy down. Tala with a big boot onto Jimmy. Solo gets in the ring and blah, blah, blah. Tama Tonga, blah, blah, blah. Fatu is held by JC, Tama Tonga, and Tala Tonga. Blah. Tama and Tala. Why?
Yeah.
Solo with the Samoan Spike on the Fatu. They drag Fatu to the outside of the ring and powerbomb him through the announce desk as SmackDown goes off the air. Not much happened on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Other than they're advancing the... We already talked about the women's tag team. Like, so now Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair are going to be in that match.
Yeah.
We have whatever's going to happen with the tag team division.
Yeah.
Solo is not happy. Well, Solo is happy. Jacob's not happy. We'll see.
Yeah. But yeah.
I really got nothing to handle for SmackDown. SmackDown was very just like... Yeah. SmackDown's quick. When they do 2 hours, they are quick. And they get their stuff done. But I'm excited to see how this goes. We got Saturday Night Main Event and Evolution next week. And All In.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we're going to have a lot to talk about next week. A lot of predictions to be made. But I don't have anything else to add to you.
That's all I got.
All right. We hope you guys enjoyed. Remember, we're on everywhere podcasts are available. Give us 5 stars. Give us a like. Whatever it is to show that you liked us. And yeah, do you want to take it away, buddy? Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Have a great day and God bless.